Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos, Hot Me Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Me, can't stop or meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. More of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, everybody, with a festive backdrop on YouTube on the live stream. Hey. I mean, we're feeling Christmassy. We've got one show left this week after today, because we're only on today and tomorrow, yesterday, of course, and then Thursday and Friday, we'll take a little vacation, we'll be back next week, and the hell just happened to my DirecTV stream on my tablet here. I was just getting ready to watch the Boca Raton Bowl, and my stream went down. That's going to be unfortunate.
Hey, I'm gambling now, man. I got some money in the bank.
How come I can't get the tablet to pop up here?
I got +280 that Phillip Rivers will throw over 250 yards last night after the first drive.
I got +240 that Phillip Rivers would have two or more throwing touchdowns. He did that in the first half.
It was crazy. He threw for 73 yards the first drive, and I'm like, +250? I jumped on it. It changed to +200 as soon as I hit it. And I got +280. Yeah, I got some money to play with this weekend, bro.
was crazy. I was watching a live stream with Rob Pizzola, and I don't know what they had wagered, but it was something with first drive, Philip Rivers tutty, a score on the – I don't know what it was, but when he threw that touchdown on the first drive, Pizzola and his friend went nuts. They, like, clubbed, like, three bets at once with that first drive from the Colts last night. The Colts, by the way, who are not going to make the playoffs after starting 7-1 or 8-1, whatever they were. They're not. They have like a 6% chance to make the playoffs. I don't want to talk about percentages with Solana because that's going to get too dicey.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Regardless. We got action. We got Heat tonight. We got Panthers tonight. We've got the Bush's Baked Beans Boca Raton Bowl getting underway right now. I've lost my ability to watch it, though, so I don't even know who's in it, but I was very excited to see how beautiful Boca Raton looks on ESPN. You got the New Orleans Bowl at 5:30 tonight, and the one we're all waiting for, I think, this evening, the Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl. That is 9 p.m. tonight. The Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl, 9 p.m. tonight.
Hey, man, these bowls keep going the way they are. We'll have the Hawk Crowder and Solana Bowl coming up here in about 2 years.
I'm not even lying. Like, you kind of, and there were always some, you know, Bobo bowls. But, like, bowl season was so much more important. It felt so special. These bowl games, any game aside from the college football playoff games, these bowl games are ridiculous.
I could never have thought that what's going on. I agree with you 100% that when I was coming out of college and what, like, I have an Outback Bowl ring. And we've joked about it where I'm like, hell, I got a ring as an Outback Bowl ring. And we have a losing Outback Bowl ring because we lost to the Canes and I lost to Iowa or something in my first year. Like, Outback Bowl, who talks about the Outback Bowl anymore? Who talks about any of these bowls if it's not a college football playoff?
None of the bowls. Unless it's a college football playoff game, none of the bowls get talked about.
You got a ring even though you lost the bowl game?
Bro, Solana, I didn't want to give you the ammunition because you hate on me already so heavy for a decade.
Yep.
They give you a ring to the Outback Bowl before you even take the field.
Wow. Look at that. Look at the the entire anti-participation trophy era. We're handing out rings before they even stepped out onto the field. Look at that. Unbelievable what this generation was doing.
And ask me where mine is. No idea. I don't need you to ask me. I don't know where the hell it is because it doesn't mean anything because we got to ask.
Why does our graphic on YouTube say Boxing Day? Today's not Boxing Day.
Almost.
It's not, but it's not.
Oh, you playing with the images. Yeah, he's a little slow.
Yeah, put the gingerbread cookie next to Jimmy because they favor each other. There you go. Look at that. Which one's the cookie? Which one's Jimmy? Nobody knows. Nobody vote on the chat.
Like a little gingerbread man.
Who's Jimmy? Who's
Jimmy
the
had a long night.
yeah, bowls. To be bowl eligible used to be a pretty big deal. Like, to get bowl eligible felt like a pretty big deal. And then you were like, oh, okay, we're not, because you knew by the rankings who was playing for a potential national championship. There was no playoff. So you kind of knew by the rankings. So you were just like kind of trying to get into a bowl. The city, I mean, do you remember what the Orange Bowl parade was down here in Miami? Like, I mean, that rivaled the Macy's parade on Thanksgiving in New York. I'm not even kidding you. That Orange Bowl parade down here was, I would argue, the second biggest parade in the country behind the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. And now I think you would be hard pressed. If I went through the roster of bowl games, I think you'd be hard pressed to name the two teams that are playing in any bowl game.
With every action has a reaction. So when you start making it where the top 12 can make it, if you're not the top 12, the rest of your games don't matter. And we're excited. Like I'm saying, I never thought that some of those bowls, the Peach Bowl, wouldn't mean anything to anybody right. because I was excited being from Atlanta to be in the Peach Bowl. But we have the positive side of the college football players, which I love, but we also have the negative side of these bowl games. Bro, these are – this is Solana and the little fat boy with the left hand playing pickleball now. It doesn't mean anything to anybody.
Hefty lefty.
Those are championship pickleball players, by the way.
It's hefty lefty and Solana. These bowl games are hefty lefty and Solana playing. No one cares.
Why I can't get this Boca Raton Bowl on the tablet. I'm sure you're watching it, Solana. Can we get an update?
The score bug is not up, so no. 0-0?
I just meant who's playing.
Louisville and Toledo are playing.
Ah.
First and 10, 11 minutes to go. Louisville has the ball.
How's the crowd look? I didn't venture out in Boca today because I figure the traffic's got to be all snarled because of the Bush's baked bean Boca Raton Bowl. So I tried to stay very local downtown.
I thought for sure you'd have a can of Bush's baked beans at the very least, just to be festive about the situation.
I will have one by next segment.
Okay.
I can go get one by this segment if you guys think you can handle it for the next 30 seconds.
No, actually, no. Can you stick around? The crowd doesn't look decent. I mean, what's your barometer here? Like 18 people? Because I'd say I'm
looking at it now. I got the tablet working. Admittedly, I bought a very cheap tablet on Amazon. I see Jimmy's making a touchdown symbol. Is there a touchdown in the Boca Raton Bowl already?
Yes, there is. Louisville just scored.
How about that?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for those of us who are a little behind.
Jimmy, do you have a weird glare on the field of play on your TV, or is that just my TV here in the studio? It seems like there's a very apparent glare.
I don't have one on my tablet.
No? Okay.
No. Put in a ticket.
Tablet.
Yep, we'll do.
Look at that. There is indeed a touchdown, Louisville. Didn't they beat Miami?
They did.
Oh, they screw did. Them. Go Toledo.
14-0. First quarter, 14-0.
Yeah, but that was a Friday night, right?
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah, I mean, that barely counts.
Doesn't count.
Barely counts.
What would you dare say that? Yes, it counts because it's UM and I don't know. I don't know what side I'm on right now.
Well, I know that UM is in the college football playoffs round two, and I know Louisville is playing at an empty stadium. Oh, I do like how they've covered all the seats with baked beans.
Mm-hmm.
There's tarps with beans on many of the end zone seats there at the Boca Raton Bowl. That's clever. I'm down with that. Instead of empty seats, I'd be for any stadium always covering it with baked beans.
It's Marcus genius marketing because baked beans don't make the top 10 side dish list.
Well, it's only genius marketing if you are now compelled to buy some baked beans or if baked beans now make the top 10. If this doesn't move the needle on your baked bean consumption, I would argue it's not genius marketing. It would be wasted money.
Does that make you want to get a baked bean? I can't see it because, you know, my office has no TVs.
No, I do not want. I don't think I've ever had baked beans in 56 years.
What?
You've never eaten a baked bean, Hawk?
I don't like brown beans.
What?
I've never had. And you know what? That was my dad's. That was Lyle's top 10 side dish, baked beans. I've never had baked beans.
You've never had
a baked bean.
Like Bush's baked beans.
I've never had baked beans, period. I don't like the way the color looks.
Have you never?
Although it's weird because I eat refried beans. I just had them this weekend, which is really the same color, and it's way more disgusting because you don't even see the...
It's mushy.
Yeah, it's mush. I don't know why. I have never had baked beans in my life.
So you eat pinto? You eat... Black-eyed?
I love all beans except baked beans.
Those are the best
type
of beans.
And I probably would like baked beans because I do like all beans, but I don't like the way they look.
I think this is one of those my parents loved the Cowboys, so I got to like the Bills.
It very well could be. My dad loved baked beans. So I may have just caped up against baked beans for my childhood, and then that just carried over.
They're delicious, Hawk. Yeah. No joke. Like, if you like, I don't know, a black bean.
I do. Mean,
you would love the baked beans. They're sweet, almost. They're a lot sweeter.
Right. Don't they have, like, molasses in them, usually, when you prepare baked beans? Aren't there, like, molasses sometimes to make it even sweeter?
Man, brown sugar. Some people put molasses. Yeah. It's a sweet bean.
Yeah. You don't like pinto beans?
Solana, did you call black beans blacked beans?
No, black beans.
I thought you verbed it. Like, it's blacked beans. I was like, how do you black a bean?
Yeah.
You don't like pinto beans, Hawk? Those are brown.
I do like pinto beans. I don't like baked beans. You know why I don't like baked beans? They always seemed to be, like, on my dad's plate, swimming in, like, a brown gravy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it was just, and that was, like, when I was a kid, it just didn't look appealing to me.
The gravy made out of molasses, honey, and sugar, and
I know,
that
but
stuff.
That
you
didn't
want that on your beans?
I don't think I got that explanation from Lyle or Sandy. I think it was more like, all right, you don't want them, more for us. I don't think they explained that the brown sauce is almost like having an ice cream sundae or something. But I honestly I've never had them, so I don't know what they taste like.
They didn't want to take off your helmet to explain it.
You know what's crazy, though? Because now that I'm thinking about it, if I had to list my top three beans, I think they're all brown. Because the baked beans are up there, and I happen to love Bush's baked beans.
Baked beans.
No, they can't be a top three bean.
I mean, it's probably one. Yeah. It's probably top two, and it's not
what?
Two.
What?
Number two on this list probably is pinto beans, and number three would be habichuelas, which are kidney beans in English.
On. Those are black beans.
That's
those
big,
three beans.
That's the big ass. No.
Habichuelas, habichuelas guisadas are like, bro, that's like, that reminds me of my childhood, bro. Like, that's my go-to bean, man.
I don't know what habichuela conquela means, but those are the poor people beans. Them big red ones?
Yeah, the kidney beans. Yeah.
Nobody wants to eat a kidney bean.
Bro, so good.
That's garbage.
Nah, those are so good.
Best bean, I think we can all agree, is at Grant Park in Chicago.
Man, the hell with that big ass mirror.
That's a great bean.
It's ridiculous.
Have you ever had baked beans, Jimmy? You seem like someone who would never have baked beans either.
No. I like red beans. I like black beans. Chickpeas.
Chickpeas.
Chickpeas?
Chickpeas,
right?
Chickpeas,
yeah, that's a pea.
There you
though.
Go.
Yeah, that's a pea. I'm not an expert on this, but I'm guessing the chickpea is a pea.
That's one of his searches on OnlyFans.
And my other favorite bean is celery.
Jimmy's Mount Rushmore of beans. Edamame, chickpeas,
Captain Crunch, and Three Musketeers.
Who do you like him a chickpea?
I'm going to start
I
doing
guess
that,
I like
Jimmy.
A chickpea too.
Anybody that asks me for a Mount Rushmore of anything, I'm just going to say four things I like. It has nothing to do with the category. All right, let's do a quick look at the headlines because Josh Appel's going to join us. We haven't talked to him since he became a brand new daddy. So let's do headlines with Solana here, brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Let's get this out of the way. Phillip Rivers or Tua Tagovailoa as your starting quarterback next year?
How about this one? Because I saw this on social media. Tua for Kyler Murray.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Straight up.
Would you do the
deal? Straight up.
Yes.
Are they the same quarterback, though? Are they the same quarterback?
Yes.
No.
We're switching out chick beans for chickpeas. It is what it is.
No.
Kyler's more mobile.
Kyler, at the very least, can get out of the pocket. Kyler can create when things don't go his way. I'm not telling you I know everything about Kyler Murray. I know he's short. I know he's fragile as well. He's missed time. Like, I realize some of the concerns, but you're telling me that you wouldn't have a quarterback who at the very least can get out of the pocket in McDaniel's system and the RPO is an actual threat against defenses? I mean, I think you at this point, you have to take Kyler Murray for sure.
Is his contract similar to Tua's? It's got to be, right?
It's just like Tua's. It's the same nonsense. Yeah. They overpaid him in Arizona.
Yeah. I take him.
I think there's the potential that those two teams could trade quarterbacks.
And so what Solana said, I don't agree with you. I don't disagree with you, Solana. Sorry. I agree. He is physically more capable than Tua of his running ability, but he is Tua Tagovailoa with legs. They're not going to take you anywhere far. They're not going to take you to a playoff win. They're going to have good games. They're going to have terrible games. They're the same person.
Remember, Tua couldn't see over the linemen. Imagine it's Kyler Murray back there.
Oh, he'll need a stepladder.
Your updated Super Bowl odds, by the way, Rams still the favorite at +425. These are the updated Super Bowl odds on the Hard Rock Bet app. The Seahawks still second at +575, and the Buffalo Bills +850.
Somebody on the chat says Kyler is on the screen with Jimmy. He does look a little bit like the gingerbread man, Kyler Murray.
don't know if that's racial or not, but it's very, very accurate.
Either way, it's funny.
It is funny.
The Florida Panthers play tonight, 7 p.m. at the Carolina Hurricanes.
All right.
And the Miami Heat play tonight, 7:30 p.m. They host the Toronto Raptors, two teams who are both going in similar directions, but the direction you don't want to go in, which is down, not up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anybody watch the game last night? I guess we had talked about it, but I imagine you did. The Niners end up sealing it with that pick six.
Yep. Yep. High scoring game. Phillip Rivers, he's serviceable, honestly. I mean, he can still zing the ball. It was very that first touchdown, I believe it was the first one, when he recognized someone jumped off sides. Like, that's just like smart quarterback play right there. Just going, yeah, I'm throwing it to the end zone. It's a free play.
Yep. And that was the intelligence, but the veteran savvy that they wanted when Shane Steichen called him.
Yep.
Because you could see he was trying to throw some of them deep balls. He can't throw the ball over 45 yards. But when he sees that type stuff, he can let it go and make those plays that four or five plays make a game. I know the cliche has been said, but he played a great game last night to be an old ass dude with no arm.
Did he have any rushing yards?
Ooh.
No.
Let me look.
Huck.
I mean, you never know if he scrambled.
I do know he didn't scramble. He didn't. He can't scramble.
He did not.
He did not. He did not have any attempts.
What's the guy? What's the smart guy in the wheelchair? Did he have any attempts to run?
Stephen Hawking?
Stephen Hawking has zero rushing yards.
Yeah, but I think Phillip Rivers has more potential. I'm just saying on a scramble.
A little bit.
Wouldn't Stephen Hawking only have rushing yards? Right?
That's true.
The RPO, the Hawking's RPO.
He's not passing the ball. So your Pro Bowlers were announced today in the NFL. The Miami Dolphins, Devon Achane.
I can't even get excited about that the way that I can't get excited about the bowl games. I was trying, because I know Devon Achane is in the Pro Bowl games. I literally have not an ounce of interest in that. And I know Crowder doesn't either, unless they have a partnership with the Pivot again, in which case he will absolutely love it.
Did you hear something? Because I don't know the side to take.
TBD on that.
Let me speak on his Pro Bowl games here in a couple weeks.
Jalen Waddle's a third alternate. Alec Ingold, first alternate. Minka Fitzpatrick, third alternate. Jordan Brooks really is the snub, I think, if you're a Dolphins fan and you're upset.
Yeah.
Jordan Brooks. But, hey, no joke, that's what happens when your team is no good.
Yep.
And it's terrible. I love Jordan Brooks. I was actually talking to guys because I was at the game Sunday, and I was talking to guys about how he plays and, like, his overall demeanor. Like, he's an old-school football player. He's a tackle machine. Like, he doesn't have a lot of those stats. It's where I've told you, where Zach Thomas used to tell me, tackles don't get you in the Hall of Fame. Sacks and interceptions and all that stuff does. Where he can make – he's going to make 30 tackles a game sometimes. That doesn't impress a lot of people that just watch the game and know, like, okay, you lost by 30. You have 18 tackles. That's right. A great job. Good job, buddy. They pat him on the butt.
It's unfair, though, because Devon Achane is known, despite the Dolphins not being good, because of fantasy. Players draft offensive players. On the defensive side – the casual fan doesn't know Jordan Brooks because they look at the Dolphins defense, who's ranked 17th in the NFL in fantasy. Nobody has them rostered. They don't know about the type of season.
It's not a highlight play. It's not like a defensive player can light someone up anymore. And they used to do, what was the thing they used to do on ESPN?
Jacked up.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. So your highlight plays are always going to be offensive plays. Yeah. And Achane has had a number of them throughout the season.
Nobody's impressed by a bunch of tackles.
Right. Like a tackle at the waist where you just – there's nothing sexy about it.
Hawk, my career, like, how many great tackles are y'all impressed by? I had 600 or whatever the hell it was.
Right.
Like, tackles get you money.
Are drop tackles still disallowed? What happened with that?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you're allowed to drop
tackles. Y'all better put a damn respect, put some respect on quarterback pressures, because that got the ball out of his hand.
You and Jalen Phillips. The one place you guys can meet in the middle.
QB pressures matter.
QB piggies. Come on, baby.
All right, guys. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy tonight. The lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. Feeling just like a Christmas week here in South Florida.
Yeah. Crisp winter week as we head into the holidays. Josh Appel is going to join us next. Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to play Talk About It Tuesday in the 4 o'clock hour.
Once upon a time on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I didn't realize you were such an expert on this.
I didn't realize you were such an idiot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Josh Appel is going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk with him, I remind you the best place to get geared up for the holidays with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Had Crowder go check his Wi-Fi connection because it seemed to be lagging a little bit, so he's going to reconnect here. Josh Appel is a brand new dad. Josh and his wife, Mara, welcomed a baby boy last week, and Josh is getting acclimated to being a parent, which can be quite the shock to the system. Josh also is going to be ringside for Panthers-Rangers January 2nd at Lone Depot Park for National radio coverage of the Winter Classic on Sports USA. And Josh is going to co-host our show with Solana on January 2nd as well from the Lone Depot Park media booth. So very exciting.
You also buried the lead a little bit. I'm on the call for Bills Eagles this weekend in Buffalo.
I did not know that. Look at you already traveling as a brand new dad. So,
well, someone's got to make the money here.
What's it like? What's it like being a brand new dad, Appel? Are you tired?
Not as tired as I thought I would be, to be honest. Our son sleeps well-ish for the most part. I mean, it's a lot of eating, a lot of sleeping, and a lot of pooping, and a lot of diapers. That's what our week is like. A lot of family coming through, bringing food, which is nice. We don't have to cook anything. But it has been a week today, and it has flown by, and we've learned a ton already. And it's been the best week of our lives, the time of our lives.
100% a lie what he just said. It's been terrible. You're stressed out. Every time little Chan and Lita says anything, you get scared. Come on now, man. Let's be honest.
You know, today he's kind of like, I turn to Mara like every 3 seconds. I'm like, is this breathing right? Does this sound okay? I don't know anything.
It's so crazy.
What it's supposed to sound like or anything.
I remember when Lori and I took DJ home. And like, there's no manual. There's books that you read, but there's no manual. And you do, like, there's a little cough. And you're like, oh, I wonder if that me, you know, is that rubella? I don't, like, your mind goes crazy because you have no idea.
Yeah.
Because they stress you out. This what to expect when you're expecting book. It tells you everything that can go wrong. Like, tell me my baby's going to sleep for a couple hours and then wake up hungry. Like, don't tell me
how great it's going to be. Stop telling me a list of things that could go wrong.
The thing that's been
my
almost
son's little... five right now, and I'm still worried about SIDS. He can't have SIDS. He's five. he's talking.
Oh gosh, the thing that is a little comforting though is that like the routine is basically the same every day. When it's just okay, they wake up, change them, feed them. Okay, they go back to sleep. Okay, then they wake up, you change them, you feed them, and they go back to sleep. So in that sense, like, you get that routine down pretty quick. But then they like throw a curveball at you, and it's like, oh, now they're breathing a little heavier, and now he's crying. He stayed awake for 3 hours today. Normally he's awake for like an hour and 10 minutes. What are we doing wrong?
Once you think you have them in a routine, they will show you really quickly that you were mistaken.
Right. I've been very hesitant to be like, oh, he hasn't really cried much today, because I know 30 seconds later he's going to be screaming bloody murder. In fact. While I was sitting on my laptop, I was trying to get some work done on my charts before I hopped on with you guys, and I had gone up to the office, and Mara was downstairs with him, and through the closed door and over to the radio show, I just heard the loudest cries I've heard since we were in the hospital, and I rushed back down there. Turns out he just needed a diaper change.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the next 11 and a half months of your life, brother. I'm sorry. So I'll be honest with you.
After we get to a year, he's on his own. We're good.
Pretty much. They can handle the business.
Cut him loose. Yeah, give him a bus pass. Let him get a job. They can handle everything.
Much mazel, Joshua. We're very excited for you and Mara. Much mazel.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little sports. We were talking, would you make the trade Kyler Murray for Tua Tagovailoa?
I mean, sure, because I think if Kyler is healthy, he at least gives you the threat of using his legs. I think that for both guys, we've kind of realized, all right, like maybe they're starters in this league, but probably not much more than that. The tiebreaker here is obviously, as Solana said in the last segment, that Kyler's got the threat of his legs, and that's something that this offense has not had at all under Mike McDaniel outside of the Tyler Huntley experience at the end of last season. So in that sense, yeah, because you're not really tying yourself long-term to Kyler either. I don't know the specifics of the contract, but I would imagine there is an out there. The Dolphins are not going to be a good football team next year with their cap situation and the guys they're going to have to get rid of to manage that cap situation. It's just 26 is a wash. Maybe they surprise everybody, but like 26.
There's no scenario that you can come up with in your head where they're able to get a quality quarterback. Like, because we were asking, we were asking ourselves the question yesterday, weren't we, Crowder? Where it was like, is there a scenario with a new coach and a new quarterback where this roster, as currently constructed, could be a 10 or 11 win team?
But the problem is that the guys that they're going to have to restructure or move on from, you're talking about like Bradley Chubb and Minkah Fitzpatrick and some of these guys that are their better players. Like, they're not going to get rid of Devon Achane. I can't see them getting rid of like Jordan Brooks, but some of these more inflated contracts, yeah, like those guys might not be here next season. But, you know, I wonder, because I was thinking about it when he came in against the Bears the other night, Malik Willis. He's a free agent. I wonder what that contract looks like for him in this offseason, because I think that there's going to be a team out there that will sign him to be a starter. And if I'm the Dolphins and I can make that work, that might be someone I kick the tires on. Been with Matt LaFleur for a couple of years. I don't know what's going to happen with Mike McDaniel, but there are some general similarities between the two systems. There are both McDaniel and LaFleur are from the same tree, obviously. And so I wonder if that's someone the Dolphins kick the tires on, or do they just say, all right, 26 is lost, and Quinn Ewers, maybe he showed enough in these last three games where they roll in the next year and he's competing for the starting job, and they view next year as a transitional year anyways, where they can finally reset for 2027 with cap space and picks and all of that. Maybe that's their plan. But, you know, I know I'm assuming this question's coming. I've been wishy-washy on this, and I hate how volatile my opinion is on this, but after watching Mike McDaniel and this team on Sunday, I think I'm good on that. I'm good with moving on from Mike McDaniel, because I was thinking about it, and I'm listening to him in the press conference in year four talk about, well, we need to find guys that want to be here. You know, that whole cliche spiel that coaches say. And it's week 16 of your fourth season, and you just got blown out. I know that they're a different 5-win team now with Burrow, Chase, Higgins, and all that healthy, but it's still the worst defense in the NFL that the Dolphins played on Sunday in the Cincinnati Bengals. And you get so severely outplayed in the second half, and that's like what I'm hearing in the press conference afterwards. It's like, man, I know I've heard Crowder say this, like the issues procedurally, they're the same that they've been for 4 years. And it's like, what's the point here? Like, what are you really trying to accomplish by keeping him another season? Is it that, all right, it's lost anyway, so what's the difference? We're already paying him? Then whatever, fine. But status quo that Stephen Ross wants to get out from under, keeping Mike McDaniel is not the solution to that. So I think I'm not going to go back on this. I'm putting drawing my line in the sand. I think that the Dolphins should, at this point, move on from McDaniel. I was getting back there. I said
until
on the show,
they put up 70 on Tampa Sunday,
and I'm all back in, baby.
No, by the way, I'm glad you talked about the Shanahans and McVays. You said the same tree, that coaching tree, and I'm with you. And I believe in coaching trees. You know about Parcells' coaching tree. You know about Belichick coaching trees and all that. But we all know we all bought grapes from the gas station. Or from the grocery store, or we've bought bundles of grapes. There's always that little ugly grape at the bottom, and there's good grapes. I think we got the little ugly, moldy grape when we bought off the Shanahan tree. McDaniel is not that guy, and you said it. I've been on this path for about 3 weeks now. It's just not there. Why would you show us that you gave up on the quarterback? Because what Hawk calls it, the big three. Solana and myself take, we have a little problem with that because our big three was LeBron, Bosh, and Wade. So the big three name needs to be taken. But if your big three is Greer, McDaniel, Tua, you fire Greer, you put Tua on the bench as a third string damn scout team guy, what the hell are we doing worrying about or looking into or putting any more efforts into McDaniel being a good coach? That's the part. Now, you kind of hit on it, you know, with your last answer. That's the part that's puzzling me about this whole thing.
Isn't it so, Dolphins, that of all the Shanahan tree assistants that have been hired, they end
we
up
we get the moldy grape.
Like, Kevin O'Connell's been really good. Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan, all these, like Kevin Stefanski, I know it hasn't gone well, but he was coach of the year at one point. Like, the Dolphins end up with this. And it looked like it was going to be really good for a little bit. It really did. But it seems like this should be coming to a close, because amongst the guys that have gotten head coaching jobs from that tree, it is fairly clear that the Dolphins ended up with, as Crowder described, the mushy grape.
He's the mushy grape. But to your point, do you keep him around? And Solana's made this point. Like, if you're going to reset, like, just get somebody you love. Like, it's almost like this buffer year. And y'all can't sell me on an NFL team buffer year.
The only way to do that, though.
I do not want a buffer year.
The only way to do that, I really believe this, is to be honest with the fans. Where Stephen Ross or Champ Kelly comes out and says, listen, we're going to be terrible next season. We know it. So why should we throw money away and pay McDaniel not to coach when whatever happens, we're going to have a crappy season anyway? So we're going to bring him back. We're telling you we're bringing him back only because of money. In fact, we're bringing back Tua only because of money. You guys are going to have to sit through a crappy season in 2026 anyway.
You've already sat through 25. A little bit of money. What's another one?
Gives us an opportunity to spend a little more money in 27, and we appreciate your patronage.
No, but Appel, that's what I was going to ask you. The Saints are kind of the blueprint for whatever it is we're talking about here. Not keeping Tua, not keeping McDaniel. They did it differently. But the Saints are essentially in a buffer year this year. They had the Tyler Shuck behind Spencer Rattler. They don't really believe in either of them, but they're like, whatever, we'll kind of kick the
I think Shuck's got to, I think Shuck might be a guy. I think yeah. Tyler Shuck might be a guy.
Yeah.
Mark that sound, Jimmy.
But
well, I said I think. So if he's not, then I'm good.
That's the blueprint here,
Jimmy,
right?
Edit it to I think Shuck is the guy.
That's the blueprint, Appel, because it's not the Broncos. They got the quarterback, and it's not the Patriots. They have the quarterback. It's the Saints, where it's like, well, maybe we'll give somebody a chance here, whether it's Quinn Ewers, we'll draft somebody, maybe it's them, but it's a reset year next year.
For sure, and it just kind of depends also, like, can you sell a coaching candidate on enduring 1 year of that? Can you sell a new general manager on, like, hey, like, you're going to have to just kind of weather the storm here, but again, before 2027, you've got all this cap space. It's your show to kind of mold it how you see fit. Or can they just do that after? It like depends what candidates that are out there. Like
they did
like
it with
Kellen
Flo.
Moore.
They did it with Flo.
Right.
They hired Flo and they said, "Hey, you're tanking this year because we want Tua." I mean, they did it.
Except he didn't tank.
Why not Joe Burrow instead? They wouldn't have to give up 4 first round picks like they reportedly tried to. I like Kellen Moore a lot, but Kellen Moore's name had been in hiring cycles for a couple of years now. The Dolphins had interviewed him at least once, maybe twice, the last two times the job was open. So it kind of was like, all right, Kellen Moore, if you're going to get one of these jobs, it's going to be a situation like the Saints. So I don't know, like, what candidates are out there that are kind of like been through this already, been through the hiring cycle and not gotten jobs, and it's like a last resort. And like, as much as I like Kellen Moore and think he's done a nice job with that, given the circumstances, like, it might, as much as I don't want him back, I don't know that it's, and I realize I'm contradicting myself at the end of this interview after I said at the beginning, like,
I mean, you were emphatic.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I don't think Mike McDaniel should be back, but like, what's the point in paying him to not coach here if next year's lost anyways? Give it, like, what's the candidate pool going to be like? How attractive is this job going to be for some of these up and coming guys? Like, they don't need to hire John Gruden. Like, that's a non-starter. But like, is this going to be the end of the, we've talked about this before. Is this going to be the end of the line for Harbaugh in Baltimore? Would Harbaugh come here? Stephen Ross loves a Harbaugh.
And I love Harbaughs too. Solana brought this up a couple weeks ago where if you fire somebody, who are you going to hire? You fire somebody. If I'm in a relationship that's nasty, abusive, ugly, you know, we can't stand each other's in-laws, like, I just get out of that relationship. I'll figure out my next girlfriend on the path down.
But it's so much more permanent. It's so much more permanent with a head football coach. You can't get into something quick and go, I'm still going to keep my eyes open. Like, when if you're severing a relationship with a head football coach, you're getting in minimum another 3-year relationship. You know, there's the one-offs, the Cam Camerons or whatever. But that has to be an epic disaster. You're entering another long-term relationship. To do it again with another up-and-comer who you're rolling the dice on, how many times can the Dolphins do that? So in that instance, you need to wait for a Harbaugh or a Tomlin or someone who's got winning experience and experience putting together winning stable football teams. And I don't know if that'll exist this offseason.
But I would say a Liam Cohen in Jacksonville, who's 11-4 right now, want to be in a top season in the AFC. We all laughed at him.
Right, but you're rolling the dice again is my point. They've tried that with Gase. They've tried that with McDaniel. Who am I missing? It's every coach that they've hired since Don Shula has been, hey, we'll roll the dice and see if this guy, other than Jimmy Johnson, I guess.
But by the way, though, like, it obviously didn't amount to a playoff win, but like Adam Gase and Mike McDaniel both made playoff appearances as head coach, and then it just kind of spiraled out of control after that. And like the common denominator there is Chris Greer was in this front office as a decision maker, and now he's gone. So we really don't know, big picture wise, what comes next from this. There was something that you had said too that sparked a different thought. Now I can't find it. It's fatherhood. Fatherhood has made my brain mush because there was a point that I wanted to make, and now I can't find it.
That's inevitable.
Don't let that baby sleep in the bed with you, Josh. Let the baby start sleeping in the bed because it never stops. I slept in the bed with my parents until I was 12.
Jimmy still sleeps in his parents' bed, right, Jimmy?
I don't. I sleep in my own bed.
Are you sure, Jimmy?
I'm sure. I have a Casper mattress.
I remember you telling me when you were 39 that you were going to stop that at 40. So you stopped since you turned 40? Josh, we love you. Right. We love Mara. We love your new baby boy. We wish you nothing but the best. Mazel, mazel. And we will speak with you next week, buddy.
Can't wait.
Once upon a time on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Stick with anything that works. You know what I mean?
So more pink eye then.
Sure, go get pink eye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.